Richard, just talking about what's happening on the ground, any news of how civilians are dealing with all of this?
It's really quite a tough situation. Now, so far, according to UN estimates, there are about 200,000 people more who have been displaced. Most of them have fled into neighboring Burundi. Most of the people who have been left behind have been stranded. You know, schools have been closed. Markets have been closed. Trade has been widely disrupted. Sources of food have also been disrupted as well. So a very tense situation for the people who are still holed up in their homes, and they really don't know exactly how this fighting is really going to evolve.